Roger and JP on Double Shot Thursday. There's the first one from the Rolling Stones at 6:14.
How big of an issue is this going to turn out to be? Because I know
it's tough to tell.
I know the Islander. The vibe that I'm getting from the Islander fans is they want to keep as much of their past as they possibly can.
Right. That's
and is correct. It true that they were promised that this was going to stay the same?
I don't know about that. Okay. I don't know if the goal horn even ever came up.
Okay.
I don't think anybody ever thought of it.
But people were freaking.
People be freaking. This is the last preseason game when the horn changed. You used to see the blogs.
Oh, so it was normal? It was the old horn for the first game?
First two preseason games, yeah.
And then they
changed the last preseason game. Yeah, we'll tell you about it next. The BAB. Double Shot Thursday. That's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Double Shot Thursday. There's two from the Rolling Stones. 6:18. Morning rain, then cloudy today, and a high of 65.
Have you done any of the games yet?
I have not.
You have not?
No, there's only been three preseason games. I start with the Islanders PA job a week from tomorrow. I'll do the opening night on October 9th.
Okay.
And I'll be doing all the like weekend games and stuff. So the Islander goal horn controversy started with the last preseason game. And a lot of blogs have gone up about it. And, you know, Islander fans, some up in arms. And there are other blogs saying, listen, it's only the goal horn. It's not a big deal.
Blogs.
But, you know.
Your blogs.
Well, there's a lot of guys with tens of thousands of readers and followers and that kind of stuff, so they have an effect.
Okay.
And the fans do want to keep as much tradition in Brooklyn as possible, and Brooklyn has said, you know, this is tradition's new home.
Are they raising the banners? Are they putting the banners there?
That was a controversy. They were not going to, apparently. I didn't even know that, but now they are.
Okay.
The championship banners will be hung in there, which I think makes a lot of sense.
All right.
I mean, that's the team history, not a building history, you know?
Correct.
So that makes sense. And then I think there was also, what was the other controversy? The banners. Oh, and then, of course, the colors of the jersey.
The third jersey is black. The other uniforms are the same, correct?
Right. But if the blogs are to be to believe, the team, Brooklyn, was going to like change the whole jersey, the first and second jersey as well, with black. And then the fans right away responded, and they're listening to the fans, and so they made it a third jersey instead.
Okay.
Of changing the whole image of the team to match the Nets.
Well, I love the picture of de Blasio modeling the new Islander jersey. Made me hate him even more.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Can that guy do anything right? He's just such a tool.
Pizza with a fork.
And then there's that. So then the goal horn changes. And you're like, all right, if you're an Islander fan, you know the old goal horn. The old goal horn sounds like this.
Right.
And it runs three times.
And the new one?
And it runs into their music as well. Here's the new one.
Sounds like a kazoo. Right?
It's different.
It sounds like a kazoo.
Well, it's definitely, you can hear, it's a thinner, higher pitch sound. It's a mix of, from what I read, Long Island Railroad train horn.
Here's what bothers me. Here's what bothers me. When management of any kind overthink stuff. The fact that somebody said, you know, we should change the goal horn. Like, that should never even come up in conversation. Everything that was, well, should be, and everything that's cool, if there was, like, a big complaint, like, a big uproar about it's too loud, or it does, then one thing. But for them to even have the conversation is stupid. Just keep people nice and comfy for the first year. Keep them comfortable. Don't do any change as little as possible.
It seems there's always conversations about changing stuff because, like, the goal horn stayed for a bunch of years, and at the music after it that people cheered to went from da na 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 na. Hey, remember that?
Yeah, right.
That was a bunch of years, and now that's changed. And the new one everybody likes because it's got this whoa, almost like European soccer chant to it.
Right.
And people love it.
Okay.
So now if they change the horn, you know, you'd consider changing everything almost every year, but you don't.
What I'm trying to tell you now is, like, right now, you changed enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you changed enough. Let everybody get the seats warm. Let everybody go to the games first.
Are you bothered by the horn, Ted?
I'm bothered by on these blogs, like, you got a bunch of bandwagon jumping fans that talk about the history and the heritage of the Islanders. That horn is only 15 years old.
I can't wait until you have the second kid. Because you will not have time to read said blogs.
The old siren was the best. That when they would score, all you'd hear was this.
That's true.
Yeah, that sounds
with
great.
The flashing red lights.
Yeah, yeah. That was the old school. That was the siren the siren that they used in the glory days.
6:22. And here's Ted Linder.
on the LIE and
DIC.
626, Roger, JP on BAB. Well, we just explored the new Islanders goal horn that debuted just the other night in Brooklyn. There you go. A little higher pitch. Sounds like a LIRR train horn. And some of the fans are up in arms. Others really don't care. And Ted, of course, gave us the classic Islander siren, which was a very nice throwback. How did that go exactly? That's what the siren used to sound like. East End Jeremy's very excited. Jeremy, what's going on?
Every time Ted does the things you need to know, I want to hear the horn in the beginning. Just have him do the horn.
Wait, do you want the
goes to things you need to know?
Do you want the horn or the sirens?
No, decide the thing you just did on the voice.
Do you want it to start it in the beginning, do the stuff you need to know, and then finish the siren at the end?
Yeah,
like you just did.
Yeah, beautiful. The old school one he did.
Thank you, Jeremy. All right.
There's Al Garneau to Turgeon. He shoots. He scores.
That's what it sounded like in the Turgeon days and before.
We should auction him off for a day. Like somebody should be able to take him home and play with him all day. You know? Hey, I'm just looking at the picture, Brett. You had said that the all the ones were up except the band, the Patrick stuff. Like the Patrick Division stuff
at the Barclays.
I just got a picture sent to me. It's only got the Stanley Cup, the four Stanley Cup banners. No Al Arbor, no numbers, no nothing.
Oh, no numbers. That's what we were wondering.
That's what I'm looking at here, unless they put them on the opposite side of the arena. But right here, they got just the four, four Islander ones and four Nets ones.
All right. So they're all championships.
That sucks.
102.3 WBAB. 0.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 631 and Double Shot Thursday. That's the first one of Guns N' Roses. Well, Ted, your classic Islanders goal horn sound effect, very popular with the fans.
Oh, really? All right, good.
Oh, boy.
Reliving the real glory days.
Oh, you should hear this guy. You're a big fan? Go ahead, BAB. What do you got?
Please, don't let Ted do the siren. Sounds like a cat. Somebody's grabbing his junk. Oh, man, don't.
I'm telling you, man, we should auction off Ted like so you can bring Ted home for a day to play with him. For a whole day, just let him entertain you. We'll give the money to John Thiessen, whatever it goes for.
You can command him to do whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Make him do song talk-ups in the car while he's in the car with you.
Right,
you know?
Weather on command,
right,
traffic reports on command.
You could play with Ted all day.
No, it's bad. It's not like a cat that somebody's grabbing his junk while he's doing it. Don't do it, please.
Take care, man.
How's it going, guys?
Later.
The old Islanders siren. You never thought you'd hear it again. And there it is, live, with Ted Lindner. And you can hear the crowd chanting. You can just hear the crowd cheering as if Bossy just scored. It's incredible. It's 102.3 WBAB. So lifelike. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP.
Yeah!
102.3 WBAB. Double Shot Thursday.
You guys like that one?
That imitation of Axel was almost as good as Ted's imitation of the Islanders' goal horn.
Yeah!
Guys are good.
Oh, come on. That was sweet.
636, Roger and JP, if you're just waking up. Yeah, we're just talking about this. There's a controversy. A lot of it online with blogs and fan talk and stuff, but the Islanders' goal horn changed in the last preseason game. And, you know, whenever stuff changes, I mean, it catches fans a little off guard, no matter what team, no matter what season. But the goal horn got people the other night, and so there's a lot of recordings of it online and people objecting. And some people saying, listen, it's just the goal horn. Who cares?
I want to ask Ted a question, because you might have had a little bit of the Kool-Aid. He definitely has not. What are the forecast for this team for this year?
Oh,
well, I always get accused of being negative. I mean,
that's why I asked you.
Yeah, on paper, I mean, they're supposed to take that next step, and the next step would be qualifying for the playoffs and getting to at least the second round.
Right.
I'm concerned already that there's a lot of injuries that have popped up. Halak, the goalie, I just got a text the other day that he was injured. You know, I don't think it's a major injury.
Hardy's out for a month.
I have concerns about this coach. I think he's done all that he can with this team. I think it's time to, like, really step up with some firepower. So I think it's going to be a struggle to get into the playoffs this year. I know I'm going to get crushed by all the fans.
This
team
negative.
Is awesome.
No, I think it's going to be a rough fans year. To go with you. There's no question about that. But I read, and I think it was SI, top five in the NHL.
On paper.
Well, that's what they're projecting them to be, a top five team this year. That's what they're expected to be on paper.
A top five at the end of the season, or a top five at the end of the playoffs?
But a top five team. I don't know how you want to do it. I assume over the regular season.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
By the way, Ted, another fan of your goal horn. Good morning, BAB. Oh, what cool. do you got?
Yeah, tell Ted to keep doing that. It sounds like his head's about ready to explode. Sounds like he's just going to pop.
I find it amazing how he keeps it just like at that constant tone.
That certain level that it doesn't change.
I know. How does it not waver? I don't understand. It's inhuman. Can you give us a taste? Like, well, watch how it just stays.
On. Really?
Watch
how it just stays. You don't have a taste full enough?
Well, there's a lot of people who just woke up. And then it just... Listen to that. It's the old Islanders' goal horn.
So it's either a goal or a three-alarm fire.
Then Bossy scores his 50.
But they would only do that once, right?
No, every goal.
I understand that, but one time.
Yeah, one time. And then the rock
because
and roll.
Because I think if they did it twice, somebody would break into the booth and club that guy like a bag of seal.
And then when they brought out they changed it when the Fisherman logo came out. They had that foghorn instead.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember
95,
that.
95, 96. So this goal horn that everybody's griping about.
Excuse me one second.
Was a long creation.
Since 99. Since 99.
Okay. But the fact that he knew that the foghorn was the 95 and 96, that makes you weird.
I am a huge Islander fan. I've been an Islander fan my whole life.
I know, but 99% of the people be like, yeah, I remember that foghorn. I don't know. It was like 87? I don't know.
That's true. Ted doesn't know it exactly.
I think Kelly Rudy was in that. I'm not sure.
Mike Milbury's first year. Travis Green was our star center.
There you go. Well, see all you guys on opening night, October 9th at the Barclays. We'll see what by then, if the horn has changed from the subway/train horn back to the old one, or if it stays the same. Either way, we'll probably get... Oh, jeez. But it probably won't go back to this one. The traditional one. Well, that would be interesting to have all of it at once. That would be really interesting. You're just dead with the roads.
Accident investigation.